Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I am so glad you're here today. Y'all, we are inching closer and closer to Christmas. This is our Christmas trinket number 9. We're going to be doing a total of 12 of these through this week. Today is Monday, December 18th, and today's trinket is entitled Rainy Days and Mondays. I love Karen Carpenter, and one of my favorite songs from her was Rainy Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down. Y'all, I had a rainy day yesterday. The rainy days come in between the sunny days, and I just want us to take a minute and acknowledge the fact that sometimes we're human and we just need a rainy day. I think the rainy days are where we get back in touch with our why. I think it's where we reconnect with the Lord and we regain that feeling of intimacy with Him. He waters our soul on those rainy days. And that's really what I was going through yesterday. It was Sunday and it was, of course, normally a church day. I was feeling really heavy. My body ached all over. I felt like I just couldn't get myself going. And it was because yesterday was the 8th anniversary of losing my brother. He was a special ops Marine who served in Afghanistan, and we lost him to PTSD. This will be our 8th Christmas without him. We lost him exactly one week before Christmas. And also this year is my very first granddaughter's first Christmas. And because of the political divide that happened in between my son and I will not get to spend that with her. And then, of course, I'm in a lot of pain every day over the divide between my son and I over politics. So yesterday, it just sort of all collided. It sort of all caught up with me. And so I didn't go to church. I did engage with the Lord a lot yesterday. I did a lot of praying and I did watch a sermon and I did, but sometimes you just need to kind of curl up with Him and have some intimate time and a down day. I didn't open any of my curtains or any of my blinds in the house. I did turn on all the Christmas lights and I just sort of kept it almost like a fort, right? You don't get in unless you know the password. But I took a down day yesterday because, you know, we're human and God knows that. And in Him, we have supernatural ability to take all of our pain and let Him use it for His purpose in our life. But sometimes you just need a down day. You just need a day to cry. You just need a day to feel it. I used to think that if I just stay busy, if I just do this, that, and the other, then I won't have to think about it. And what I've learned is that let me see if I can articulate this well. It's great to work within, work with the Holy Spirit and work within that pain for good. Like that is good. But it can't be a mask or something that we're doing that that makes us sort of ignore the pain. Maybe that's the best way to say it. Because at least I have found this to be true for me, that when I allow myself to feel it, when I just have a day where I say, okay, I just need to cry it out. I just need to sort of have a release. I need to let this, all of this emotion kind of overflow and out of me. What it does is it cleanses me and it again draws me closer to the Lord, draws me closer to my Savior. And then it reminds me of why I do the work, right? It reminds me of the blessings He's brought as a result of that pain. But it keeps me from sort of blowing through it or blowing past it. The only way through pain is through pain. Like you can't go around it. You can't go above it. You can't ignore your way through it. You can't work your way through it. Sometimes you just need to let yourself feel it because you're a human being. And I think at this time of year, when all of it can accumulate, like I said, and it can sort of get the best of us, it's okay. I think it's okay to give in to that for a day. And then you get up, like, and yesterday, y'all, it could not have been a drearier day. It was so cold and it was gray and kind of a drizzly, rainy day. It was just an ugly, ugly day. I mean, every day the Lord has made is beautiful, but you know what I mean? Like, there was just a very, like, overall dreariness. Perfect day to be sad, right? And then I just sort of, you know, nurtured myself yesterday, stayed in my PJs, you know, I just curled up under soft blankets on the couch and just let myself feel it, just let myself cry, you know. And then today, I got up and I felt better. Like, I got a good night's sleep last night and I got up and I felt a lot better and the sun was out. I came out to walk my dog this morning and it was just the most beautiful sunrise and the weather was mild and the breeze was nice flowing through my hair. And it just reminds me that there's always another sunrise on the other side of that pain, on the other side of that rain. And so, you know, the sun comes up again, but it doesn't take away from the fact that sometimes we have rainy days and internal rainy days. So I think trying to just acknowledge that and honor yourself through that, nurture yourself through that is okay. It's okay. And I think God already, there's not, you know, I was talking about a couple of podcasts ago about pity parties. That's not the same thing. Okay, this is acknowledging real, honest to God casualties that you've taken as a human being and allowing yourself to grieve those for a couple of minutes a day, you know, and then you get up the next day and you go again, but you do it with a renewed vigor and a renewed sense of purpose. I think getting in touch with that pain sometimes and you know, allowing ourselves to grieve reinforces why we do what we do. You know, if I can get up today now and go work with the Holy Spirit and let that pain go somewhere. Let that pain be productive. Coming here and showing up and talking to you, encouraging you, then it gives some purpose in it. And it gives me joy inside. Every day is not going to be giddy happy, right? But I have that joy that sustains me, that knowing it's going to be okay, knowing that there's purpose in the pain, knowing that I have eternity with Jesus to look forward to, and that this world, there will be trials and tribulations, and struggles and all of that. But the Lord has overcome the world. So that's the joy I'm talking about. So anyway, that's you today. If you just need a rainy day, take it. Okay? You have my permission to take it. And then get up the next day when the sun's out again and get going with a renewed vigor after you've been cleansed. You know, that cleansing is good sometimes. We need it. All right, let me pray with you. Father God, I thank you so much for sunny days. And Lord, I thank you also for the rainy days. We need them both. Lord, we need that watering in our soul. And Lord, I praise you for how you take the pain that is meant to take us down. And Lord, instead you use it as fuel to push us forward. That what the enemy means for our demise, Lord, you use for our good. That all things are working together for good. Because we are called according to your purpose, Lord, and we love you. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I pray that you would just calm the heart of this precious woman listening today. And Lord, if she needs a rainy day, that she would take it, Lord, and that you would meet her there and that you would comfort her and nurture her through it. And then, Lord, you would give her a sunny day on the other side. We love you and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We can do this, y'all. We can do it. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. But there's a sunrise on the other end of that rainy day. Here's to the sunrises. Cheers. Lady up.